Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, we're going to Wall Street. Do you remember right after the January 6th insurrection, there was a gush of good feeling from American corporations and from Wall Street saying, we're not going to give any money to people who doubt the integrity of the November 3rd election. We are not going to give any contributions to Republicans who continue to say that the result was corrupt, the result was illegitimate. We understand that in a functioning capitalist economy, it requires democracy, and it requires no violence, and it requires people to suck it up, and even if you lost an election, deal with it, move on. Remember that? They weren't going to give any money to people, the 140 Republicans who said that, 140 Republicans under Kevin McCarthy's leadership, two-thirds of the Republican caucus in the House, two-thirds, you know, over a quarter of the Congress itself said the election was fraudulent, and the certification from 50 states, including 50 governors, 50 secretaries of state, most of them, the majority of them, Republicans, were not going to be accepted. Something like seven or eight senators did the same thing. So Wall Street said, okay, we're not going to give these guys any money. Guess what? The first quarter financial reports, contribution reports in Congress and the Senate were due for the quarter as of March 31. That's the effective date. And then they were all filed in the last week or several days. Wall Street gave $43.5 million to Republicans who voted to overturn the November 3rd election. $43.5 million. That was all a lot of baloney. Well, a lot of hot air when they said they had any principles, when they said, well, we are not going to contribute to people who voted to overturn the election. That's very shocking. And, you know, let me tell you something. Obviously, these people in Congress are going to be voting on tax issues, regulatory issues, issues that Wall Street wants. They have, at least they have an opinion on them. And some of them, for instance, the SEC and regulation, Wall Street wants as little regulation as possible so they can continue to do what they've been doing. They want as little oversight as possible. They want no taxes, or if you're going to have taxes, very low taxes. They continue to want to exempt hedge funds from paying income taxes, which is the case right now. Hedge fund managers do not pay income taxes on the income they get from the hedge funds. They want all that. So all this hot air about, well, we're not going to give money to people who voted to overturn the election, that was a lot of hot air. $43.5 million is what they gave. It's a lot of cabbage. It's a lot of money. And they have no principles whatsoever. Not whatsoever. Speaking of which, somebody who does have principles and then got really slammed for it, and I thought this was unbelievable. You know, when you think of Mike Pence, you think of a guy, I mean, I'm not going to vote for Mike Pence, but I would think Mike Pence is about as far right entrenched Republican as you can get. His position on every issue is Republican. He's doctrinaire, bland Republican. That's what he is. But Trump turned his base against Mike Pence. Remember the crowd, the mob on January 6th went up there shouting, hang Mike Pence, remember that? And they erected a gallows outside of the Capitol. Hang Mike Pence. If they had found Mike Pence in the hallway, they would have killed him. If they found Nancy Pelosi in the hallway, they would have beaten her to death. Well, Mike Pence, we broke this on our show the other day, recently had a pacemaker installed that requires heart surgery. There's some risk to it. It's become a fairly routine surgery, but there's no such thing as routine surgery when they're tampering with your heart. And there's no such thing as routine surgery when they're putting in a pacemaker. People are getting better at it. It should be routine, but there's nothing routine when it comes to surgery. In any event, Franklin Graham, a preacher, well-known, well-respected preacher, said over social media that he was praying for Mike Pence. Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? I don't wish ill on anybody. I would oppose Mike Pence in an election, but I will support Mike Pence's right to speak his mind under the First Amendment, and I would pray for Mike Pence's health too. He's a human being. Why not? You know what happened to Franklin Graham? I mean, Franklin Graham is Billy Graham's son. Franklin Graham is a well-known guy, and Franklin Graham has a wide following. And there was a flood of attack on Franklin Graham from social media, calling him a traitor for saying he was praying for the health of Mike Pence. Now, how bad is that? How bad is that? That's very, very cold. I think that's very cold, very, very cold. People are attacking somebody as a traitor for praying for somebody's health who had a pacemaker installed. I mean, now I will say this. If a lot of these people were the ones who were in the insurrection who were saying, hang Mike Pence, and went up to hang him, well, then they wouldn't want his health prayed for, I suppose. But come on. A lot of that crowd was ginned up by Donald Trump. Donald Trump was the one who set them out. He went, I don't know if you remember this. He's up there and he goes, if Mike Pence does the right thing, we will get rid of the fraud in this election and I'll be president. And if he doesn't do the right thing, and then he looked very sorrowful and he went, oh, well, and that was enough to set off the mob. That was enough to set him off against Mike Pence, who's probably more conservative than Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump, quite frankly, is a sociopath. I don't think that it's not a matter of conservative or liberal. It's whatever he can do to benefit himself. Mike Pence is probably more conservative. Doesn't matter at all. Does not matter at all. They attack a preacher who prayed for his health because he had surgery. So you see the level of fanaticism on that side of the aisle. It shows what drove that insurrection. You had several speakers. You had Trump. You had Giuliani, you had Don Trump Jr., all implying not so subtly that they should go up and storm the Capitol, not so subtly. I have a feeling that a lot of people in that crowd would not have gone up, but for that encouragement. I have a feeling, I know, that none of those people would have shown up if Trump hadn't sent them a save the day card. What went out from social media on Trump, including his Twitter account, before he was cut off after the insurrection, was saved January 6th. Come to the Capitol January 6th. There would have been nothing on January 6th. The only event on January 6th was that Congress was going to ceremoniously accept certifications from 50 states. It's a ceremony. They should have dressed Pence up like Patrick Henry or something with a wig. I mean, that's really what it was. It was a reenactment. But they ginned it into something more. Then they got the crowd there. A lot of these guys, Trump flat out said, go to the Capitol and I'm with you. Of course, he was not telling the truth. He went to the White House where he was safe and had security. And he grinned all afternoon while Nancy Pelosi and others were basically chased through the hallway. Really poor, very, very poor. And that crowd is so angry, even at Mike Pence, that they attack a preacher for praying for his health. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.